From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with J.R. Miller and the Injun Lights. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Talking to. And even when I wake, I lie there dreaming in my tomb. I got ghosts in every room. I swear I saw them clear. I'm thinking I'm afraid to know what I might still be doing here. I got apparitions in my brain. Bottle of bad habit from which I cannot refrain. Visitation rites are all I stand to gain. Apparitions in my
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening. I'm Eric Hess. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, now in our 17th broadcast season. And tonight is Red Barn Radio's 634th live concert performance. Tonight we present J.R. Miller and the Injun Lights. John grew up in Hedgesville, a rural town in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia. It has been said his music is a mix of dirty country and an Appalachian string band, raw and real, the right style to give the music the type of grime it deserves. John weaves his stories of struggle and survival with poetic wit, honesty, and abandon, and a palpable authenticity. Please welcome J.R. Miller and the Injun Lights to the Red Barn stage.
danced in the moonlight, taught herself all that she knew. Nobody knew what she looked like when she took off her dancing shoes. There were men who would have loved to mistreat her. There were a few to whom she gave the chance. She'll never take a ring on her finger now. All she ever loved was the dance. And it's back and forth, two steps and waltzes, dragging her heart behind through all the soul. Anyone knew, ain't she been hiding? They'd never think she's doing wrong. Our few who claim she's just an angel, wearing a clever disguise. And if you could see past her old broken head, questions. She'll talk if she wants you to know, and don't bother trying to get her number. In the morning she likes to lay low, but if you're lucky enough just to witness the way she moves over the floor, you might see that she ain't of this world. Might see something you can't ignore. It's back and forth, two steps and waltzes, dragging her heart behind through all the zone. If anyone knew the pain she'd been hiding, they'd never think she's doing wrong. Our few claim she's just an angel, wearing a clever disguise. And if you could see past her old broken halo, she might take your hand for the night. To mistreat her. There were a few to whom she gave the chance, but she'll never take a ring on her finger now. All she ever loved was the dance.
Here's Red Barn Radio's own Brad Becker talk to John and the band. Take it away, Brad.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Is it D.C. that is just your birthplace?
Yeah, or? So I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is right just outside of D.C., and I grew up in the Eastern Panhandle, West Virginia.
How long after you were out of the womb in Maryland did you end up in the Eastern Panhandle?
I was 10.
10, oh, okay. Yeah.
So sort of half grew up, half, you know. I spent the next, like, 20 years there probably. So
when you're 10, you're, I guess that's like fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
You're still in elementary school when you got there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting time.
Fifth grade?
Interesting time to make a switch like that, yeah.
It is. Was it traumatic for you to end up in a new place? Was it a place that was very different from the place where you lived until then?
Well, I mostly lived in my room, and that didn't change much. Still went to school every day, and I probably didn't notice too much of a difference. It was a little quieter, you know.
How come you all moved there?
My dad worked at the hospital in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and that's where we ended up.
What kind of work did he do?
You know, if you were to ask me now, I'd say that he worked in some kind of management position in the emergency room over there. But I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's retired now. But yeah, it's been a while. So.
Still, does he still live out there?
Yeah.
And mom too? Mom living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you go back there?
Yeah, I make it back there sometimes. I moved to Tennessee about 2 years ago. I lived in a town called Shepherdstown out there for like most of my adult life, which is kind of right along the Potomac, sort of near Harper's Ferry.
Take a trip way down below, where everyone is someone you know, but you can't remember how. But I'll listen to them when they speak, fall down to my wicked knees. There's something else beyond the trees, where the time is always now. I find better soil for my day of work is done. Met a feral young chanteuse, liked her beer with VA juice. She taught me about love and truth, and she got in my lane. She's got a voice to beat the band, trouble dealt with every hand. Make no mistake, there is no man who can keep her soul restrained. I'm drinking motor oil, I'm cursing at the setting sun, hoping I find better soil.
Do you have fond memories of Hedgesville other than your bedroom?
Oh. Yeah, I that was kind of where I first started playing music with people. Me and buddies, when we were just learning our instruments, you know, we just starting to learn our instruments, we'd like rent out the local Raritan halls and church clubs and things like that, and put on our own shows out there, and I got a lot of real good fond memories of doing that.
I'm sorry, that was you and whom?
Friends of mine, just like high school buddies, like first people I kind of played in bands with, and we used to just sort of put on our own shows. I think that's how, I imagine that's how most people did it when you're that age, you know, and then not letting us into bars or anything, so we just put on our own shows and put up flyers around our school, and usually got in trouble for that. But
had you picked up an acoustic guitar, you know, earlier on in your teens? Was that later on?
Yeah, I actually started teaching myself when I was about 13. I started teaching myself on my on a classical guitar that I found in the closet. I don't know how old that thing was. I ended up putting a hole through it accidentally, you know, stupid kid. But and then mostly played electric guitar with bands until I probably about 18. I started playing a lot more acoustic. So
you developed this style of playing, which is awesome. For people who say to you they'd kind of like to learn that style of guitar playing, what kind of a musical listening odyssey would you send them on?
I first started trying to learn how to really finger pick the first time I heard John Prine. I think that's a big gateway for a lot of folks. I heard John Prine for the first time when I was like 18 and just kind of immediately sort of changed the way that I felt about music and songs, you know, and so that kind of accompaniment seemed to work pretty well. So I started trying to sort of copycat that. And hopefully I'm doing some other stuff now, but I might just be copycatting John Prine.
I never cared for this city. I can't stay away. It's too late for survival now. What's that anyway? And if you get lonesome in the thick of the crowd, my side.
you were never the geeky type to go like, if you like John Prine's guitar playing, then you probably will like, did you go back and, you know, look back into who his influences were and stuff like that?
Not his so much. From there, it was a lot of songwriters. Like, I loved Guy Clark, and his guitar playing is amazing. Everyone down to, you know, Mississippi John Hurt, and I went through a real big John Fahey phase, but never never came out with anything.
I'm not sure he did either.
No.
Did you really get into listen to Fahey a lot? Because I think he's
remarkable. And him and sort of, I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named Jack Rose.
Yeah.
He lived in, well, I guess he's from Richmond. He lives in Philly. He lived in Philly for a while until he passed. But there's another guy that sort of, like, took that style of guitar and all that. I don't do any of that, you know. It's just one of sort of obsessive guitar phases.
Yeah, right. He was the guy who sort of coined that term, American primitive.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Right? That's a Fahey thing. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of cool that you've followed him. For people who are listening, if you haven't listened to Fahey's catalog, it's pretty immense.
And the live recordings, in addition to the studio stuff, there's a lot to wade through.
Used to get inspired by dissatisfaction. What else could have happened but for you to stay that way? Running around like you weren't looking for answers. What else could have happened but for you to never find your way? Fireside nights could only go so far toward understanding who you really are. I owe nobody's angel, he ain't nobody's star. Nothing that's broken can't be fixed, whether it's your jealous heart or your favorite dish. Side. Gotta find something to ease your worried mind. Don't sink the boat just cause your motor's fried. Lonesome, it can't carry you too far. Hopping on and off the wagon till the lines get blurred. When you can only think in words, beauty falls apart. Those fireside nights could only do so much. Hold fast to the people that you love. I owe just a wandering headspace, out of sight, not a touch. Without no dirt, get your hands in it, drink it from a straw, under your nails, into your eyes, that holy dirt will grow your spirit tall.
mama till you think you know better. There's a whole lot of tarmac before you can fly. You can't grow nothing out no dirt. Get your hands in it, drink it from a straw. None of your tell me I'm not to lose hope. The trouble you follow is the trouble you'll find. You can't grow nothing out no dirt. Get your hands in it, drink it from a straw. Out of your nails, into your eyes. Holy dirt will blow your spirit off. Holy dirt will blow your spirit off.
Worked out a couple of new songs for this set. This one's pretty new. It's called Old Dance Floor, and it is not about dancing.
Show me something I can't sell. Pack me up, wish me well. Tell that lady to go to hell if the heat don't come back on. Get what I come down here for. My hands are split. My back is.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with J.R. Miller and the Engine Lights. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from J.R. Miller and the Engine Lights after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.